The Vatican's envoy to the Central African nation of Burundi was shot and killed yesterday outside the capital, Bujumbura. Burundi's government blamed a rebel group for the killing of the papal nuncio, Archbishop Michael Courtney, a 58-year-old Irishman. Rebel spokesman denied the accusation. For the past decade, there has been a civil war in Burundi between the minority Tutsis, who long have dominated the government, and the majority Hutus. South Africa's former president, Nelson Mandela, helped negotiate a power-sharing deal between the Tutsis and one Hutu rebel group, but another rebel organization rejected the agreement, and the warfare continues. Jan van Eck is a specialist on Burundi at the Institute for Security Studies in Pretoria, South Africa. Today he's in Cape Town. Was there any reason why the Vatican envoy would be targeted by either side in this conflict?
No, I don't think that any party would target the Vatican's representative in Burundi. He was a man well-liked by everybody. I knew him very well. He played a constructive role. He was strongly in favor of the excluded rebellion, the Forces for the Liberation, of being included in the peace process. So at the moment, I would say he's more than likely he's an unfortunate victim of a random ambush, because in that area and north of the city there have been numerous ambushes of cars, and he might have been in the wrong time in the wrong place.
So why is Burundi's government blaming a rebel group for the killing?
Well, I mean, of course, I can't say I have all the information, so obviously everybody is suspect. I think the fact, of course, that the FNL is not yet part of the peace process, while all the other rebellions have signed and have stopped the war, it's automatically, it's quite easy for people then to say, well, they are the only rebellion that's still fighting, so they must be the ones who did it. One can't say they didn't do it, but I think at this stage I would not venture in saying that one can put the blame on them. There are numerous other smaller rebel groups, even gangs of rebels or former rebels, that move in different parts of the country. And so I would say, from my own perspective, it's too early to ascertain who did it.
What impact is the killing likely to have in Burundi?
Well, such a high-profile killing will have very negative consequences, obviously. The most negative one will be if people, before there's evidence, conclude that the FNL is the one which has done that. Why I'm saying that, because at the moment there are various attempts, many discreet ones being made, to try and bring the FNL into a peace accord, into peace talks. There was some progress, very concrete progress taking place, and obviously if the perception grows in Burundi that this rebel movement actually killed the Pope's representative, it is a way of sabotaging any future talks with that rebellion. So there may be people who don't want the rebellion to be included in the peace process, who might even be behind this if one is going to look for people who might be guilty.
Jan van Eck is a specialist on Burundi at the Institute for Security Studies in Pretoria, South Africa.